Kabul has been relatively peaceful since the Northern Alliance took control more than a week ago. Most residents were pleased to see the Taliban leave, especially women, for whom life under their rule was like living in a prison. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from the Afghan capital on one woman who has returned to work and resumed the life she had before the Taliban.
When the Taliban took control of the capital 5 years ago, they immediately pulled the plug on television. Images of any living creature were banned under the Taliban's harsh interpretation of Islam. So was freedom for women. Women were banned from working in public and forced to wear the all-encompassing burqa when they left the house. And when they did leave, they had to be accompanied by a male relative. When the Northern Alliance took control of the city last week, they were keen on showing local residents and the international community that they were different from the Taliban and did a number of things to prove it. One of the first was putting television back on the air. And it wasn't just the TV newscasts they put back on, but women as well. And no burqas either, just a headscarf.
The television, Muhtaram Lidunku, Assalamu Alaikum.
Jamila Mujahid was one of the best-known women in the country before the Taliban came, thanks to her television job, a well-educated woman with a degree in journalism from Kabul University. She is smooth and confident on the air, dressed in a tasteful checkered jacket, long skirt, and earrings. There's more than a little hair escaping from under her headscarf, falling down onto her forehead. Mujahid remembers a time during the 80s when she wore skirts above the knee and sleeveless blouses. When the Mujahideen came in 1992, things got a bit more strict. When the Taliban came in 1996, things got a whole lot worse. Jamila was forced from her job and placed, as all women were, under what amounted to house arrest. She spent most of her time caring for her 5 children and hoping for the day when the Taliban were gone and she could return to work. That day came on Tuesday.
I thought that I was dreaming when after 5 years a car came to my home and brought me to the station and I read the news. I was so happy and so excited that I couldn't even read properly. I was just too happy.
At her home in Kabul's Makrurian neighborhood, Jamila Mujahid describes the 5 years under the Taliban as like living in another country or on another planet. Sitting here talking to a stranger, let alone a man, would have been enough, she says, to get her beaten or even hanged by the Taliban's Ministry for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. But on the other hand, she says, under the Taliban, women didn't have to worry about their personal safety as long as they played by the rules.
At the time of the Taliban, we were not afraid because security was good, but we had no freedom. We couldn't move, we couldn't work. Now we have our freedom, but we are more worried about security.
With good reason, if history is any guide. In 1992, when the Mujahideen overthrew the Russian-backed Najibullah, the city was a wild and lawless place. Many women were beaten and sexually assaulted. Some of those same groups are now part of the Northern Alliance, which controls the city. It is because of this, Mujahid says, that almost all the women you see on the streets are still wearing the burqa, even though the new management says it's not necessary.
Still I am wearing it because it's not safe to go out without it now. When I went to the market today, there were many men there with guns. There are lots of men with guns all over the city. There's no need for them. No woman is feeling safe with these men on the streets.
She says she hopes the security situation improves and that women will soon feel confident enough to go out without burqas and without fear. She is encouraged by the fact that women in Kabul can now return to work, if they can find it, but she says her country, without a government and with the current social structure, still has a long way to go.
In Afghanistan, men and women aren't even close to being equal. Men have all the power, and it's a country battered by war, where most of the people are illiterate. But when I look around the world, I don't see many women leaders, so it's not just a problem here.
Jamila's dream is that by the time her young daughter is old enough to work, she'll be able to do so in a country at peace, where she can choose to pursue whatever career she wishes. Jamila, of course, hopes her daughter chooses journalism. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.